The following is a special sports presentation of the Cincinnati Bengals.
1, 2, 3, win!
Last Sunday in the jungle, the men in stripes marched 93 yards in 14 plays and capped it with a call to the law firm.
They give it to Green Ellis,
and he just powers
his way into the end zone.
Then the jungle got a little tropical. With 26 seconds to play, the Bengals defense rose to the challenge again.
Tom takes the shotgun snap, drops back to the 35, fires toward the end zone.
It is intercepted
by Adam Jones. Yeah. He's got it at the 3-yard line.
Unreal. Unreal.
Coffin nails.
Bang, bang, bang.
You had to go battle toe-to-toe. Toe-to-toe. Okay, you did that. All right? That's what you got to keep doing. We got to understand this, man. It doesn't get ever easier. It just keeps getting more important and more urgent. With every time you do it, it becomes more urgent. And it takes everyone.
Marvin's men look to take this act on the road and make tracks to upstate New York, Buffalo. We'll lay out the travel plans next on Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis.
Hi again, everybody. Greetings from Time Warner Cable Studio B, and welcome to Bengals Weekly with head coach Marvin Lewis. I'm Dan Horde. He is Dave Lapham. And this week, the Bengals begin a stretch of 4 road games in their next 5 games as they take on the Buffalo Bills. Coach, in the locker room after a great win over New England, you said the following in your post-game interview with Lap: "We had to go back to being us." Describe how you went about doing that.
Well, I think, you know, our energy and competitiveness in practice, I think, is important. I think being physical is important. So those are the things that I think, you know, we really had to go back to and focus back on in order to play and beat a good team. You better make sure we go back and make sure we're being as sound fundamentally as we can be.
You coordinated a record-setting defense in Baltimore that gave up the fewest points allowed in a 16-game season. So you've seen some good defensive football. How does this one rank, you know, shutting down Tom Brady and the New England Patriots like Zim's defense did?
Well, I think, you know, we're playing really well right now. I mean, it's always hard to compare, but I think they have that. They're rounding into that kind of attitude, because it is about attitude. The fact that whenever I have to go on the field, I don't care where the ball is, what the circumstances are, my job is to get the ball back for the offense without the other team scoring as quick as possible. And if you take that attitude into it, you know, that's where you're really playing great defense, and we've done a nice job getting close to that.
You ran for 162 yards last week. You held the ball for more than 34 minutes. When people say it's become a passing league, what do you say?
Well, I think we have a number of tremendous passers. I think our rules are tilted slightly towards the offense and the receivers. You know, a cornerback in the National Football League, or a defensive back in general, has a very difficult job, because he can only touch a guy a certain period of time. He can only have contact certain ways. And, you know, and then the flag starts. So it's a difficult job. And the guy that he's trying to cover generally knows where he's going. And so I think a cornerback has a very difficult job. So, you know, we really felt like for us to be successful against New England, we had to take advantage of some of the things, because they do a great job of taking away coverage. They want to make sure that the passing game doesn't beat them. And so we need to have to effectively run the football in order to create opportunities in the pass game.
There was a big dry spell between touchdowns scored by the offense, but a high percentage of your touchdowns scored by the offense has been over 90 yards. I mean, it's kind of like feast or famine. Nothing, or you go long, long distance, and it's all related to, you know, penalties and turnovers and mistakes. But when you hold on to the football, it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's the thing, Dave. You mentioned the things that you can't have, the penalty, and which been minimal basically for our offense, but the turnovers have been big. We've had, I think 8 guys that have turned the football over or fumbled the football on offense, and Reggie Nelson on defense. So we can't have those kind of things where we're dropping the football. And then lastly, the one guy mistake, the one guy falls off the block. And so instead of it being a 7-yard gain and a first down, it's a 3-yard gain and it's 4th and 2 or whatever it may be. So those kind of things that we have going on right now.
Have you ever welcomed a monsoon more than you did in the last 2 minutes of that game?
Well, the timing was perfect. And it was very good timing. The wind and the rain came up about right the way we scripted it. You know, when I looked at the radar prior to the football game, and then again right after warm-up, I felt very comfortable it was going to rain around 3:30 or so. And at about 3 o'clock, Jeff Brittner said, hey, they just told me you got 30 minutes. So it worked out well.
No matter who is a quarterback for Buffalo, they're going to look to run. Number one in the AFC, number three in the NFL. C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson are quite the combo.
They're both guys who have great speed. They both can break long runs. You got to keep leverage and angles on both of them because they can go the distance. And Spiller obviously is even a little quicker. Jackson a little more power, and you know. But both guys, if they have an advantage now, they can go to distance.
On the other side of the football, defensively, I mean, the Buffalo Bills have been stockpiling high picks because you know they haven't finished that well record-wise. But I count at least a half a dozen guys on their defensive side that are number one, number two picks, high number twos, and you have the first and third pick of the draft, you know, Mario Williams and Darius. I mean, that up front, that's a formidable group defensively.
They're playing very well. They're playing stout up front. They can rush the passer. They do give you a lot of different looks, a la the Jets with Mike Pettine as the coordinator.
Right.
And so we've got to be really sound and fundamentally great up front, good communication, and get after it.
Coach, best of luck this week.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Bengals fans. It's McDonald's Pounder Play of the Game, brought to you by the new Quarter Pounder Burgers.
On just the second play from scrimmage, Geno Atkins drops the Patriots quarterback for an 8-yard loss.
Brady with his fake to the right, and he's drilled by Geno Atkins back at the 7-yard line. Geno exploded into the backfield, and Brady is sacked for the 8th time this year.
So tackle your toughest appetite and pound one today.
Is it crazy to love football? That the only dance you know is a touchdown dance? To set up your daughter's troop in a shotgun formation? To have a lucky beard? Is that crazy? Nope. That's why we give you Time Warner Cable Sports Pass with NFL Red Zone, so you can catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Because missing that would be crazy.
Get TWC Sports Pass with NFL Red Zone today for less than $9. Time Warner Cable. Enjoy better.
Something exciting is happening this season at Paul Brown Stadium.
Let's go, D, let's go!
The fire for A.J. Green, it's a touchdown! Right there, he's in the line, he's off to the races, in the end zone, touchdown! Geno Atkins put him in a bear hug. The 30, the 25, has one man to miss the 10.
And you need to be a part of it.
Let's go! It's our time.
Cincinnati Bengals tickets are on sale now. Call 866-621-8383 or go to Bengals.com.
I didn't make it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame by letting drugs and alcohol affect my ability to play. I brought my A game every time. And that's what you should do when sharing the road.
That means never getting behind the wheel under the influence and wearing your seatbelt because it's always the best defense against a drunk driver.
So whether you're driving around town or to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, never let impaired driving take you out of the game.
Well, hey there. We're here in the neighborhood, and we're just talking Gold Star Chili.
I love the four ways and the chili.
I like that.
I like the little milkshake.
I like that.
Burrito, double-decker.
Yeah, I kind of like that, too.
So what's not to like? Gold Star double-deckers, conies, ways, burritos, and shakes. Come for dinner. Stay for dessert.
So we'll just get a big plate of fries with chili on top and have that.
I think I want one of those right now.
Flavor of Cincinnati.
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis, presented by Time Warner Cable, is brought to you in part by Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals, McDonald's, I'm loving it, and by Time Warner Cable, proud to present Bengals Weekly.
Time for the AFC North rundown, brought to you by Time Warner Cable. There's a three-way tie for first in the AFC North, the Bengals, the Ravens, and the surprising Browns. And also surprising to see Pittsburgh still winless at 0-4. Looking at the matchups this week, a tough one for Baltimore at home against the Pack.
Yeah, and what will happen with respect to Aaron Rodgers? How much pressure will they be able to put on him? Will they be able to provide tight enough coverage? You know, will the Packers' defense and Clay Matthews be able to disrupt Flacco and get him out of rhythm? You know, he's coming off some tough contests. He's thrown his share of interceptions. I feel like the Green Bay Packers are good enough to get it done in Baltimore. I really do. And I guess, you know, I'm crossing everything to hope they do.
Brandon Whedon back at quarterback for the Browns as they host Detroit.
Yeah, and Detroit, pretty good football team. You know, obviously Calvin Johnson, without him, it's another kind of football team. And Green Bay Packers took advantage of no Calvin Johnson on the perimeter. But hopefully he's back for this one. And it's interesting to watch the reaction of the Cleveland Browns when Hoyer went out and Whedon came in. I mean, all the air went out of the balloon. But he did, credit Whedon, he did take him on a touchdown drive. That's a short-term thing, though. Over the long haul, do they think their best chance has a torn ACL?
The Steelers have had 2 weeks to get ready for a road game against the Jets.
Boo-hoo. Pittsburgh's winless. How about the New York Jets, though? Rex Ryan has them believing him. Boy, they play in great defense. I mean, they really are. Pittsburgh Steelers are as well. Will the veteran quarterback Ben Roethlisberger make more plays than the rookie Geno Smith? Geno Smith made tremendous plays when he had his opportunities against Atlanta. Will he have those same kind of opportunities against Pittsburgh? Be great if everybody swept the division, the Bengals win in first place, Dan.
Time Warner Cable is proud to present Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis each week. Now let's take a look at the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club Member of the Week. Aiden is 5 years old. His favorite player is Andy Dalton. His favorite food is pizza. Make sure your child is a part of the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club, presented by Walgreens, IHOP, and College Advantage by visiting BengalsKidsClub.com.
Everything's new in the Bengals Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium. Check out the Nike Shop, the Bengals on-field apparel supplier. Find Nike player jerseys, men's and women's t-shirts, polos, and more. Want a casual look? You'll love the new 47-brand Bengals apparel. For golfers, it's the new Cutter and Buck Golf Collection. The Pro Shop has a large selection of new era caps. Everything you need is in the Bengals Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium, open 7 days a week, or shop online at Bengals.com.
I'm Lexi Danler, and I went to Cincinnati Children's for rehab on my knees to get back to playing college volleyball. When I had my third surgery, they weren't in the best shape. Whenever I would play, whenever I'd run, they would always hurt. I was just afraid of hurting my knees again. Because I came to Cincinnati Children's Sports Center, I was able to keep my scholarship and play college volleyball. I was named to the Big Ten freshman team and was four-time Big Ten freshman of the week. Cincinnati Children's changed my outcome by helping me play college volleyball pain-free.
Hey, you get your tickets at Prime Sport?
Yep, Prime Sport can get you tickets for anything.
Even if it's sold out.
Even if you want a VIP experience.
Even if you want to hang with celebrities.
Prime Sport is the best.
The best!
Make your next Bengals game a Prime Sport experience with official home and away game ticket packages so you can cheer on the team wherever they play. Prime Sport, the official fan travel partner of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals fans are a special breed of animal, and nothing gets them in the game like Bengals checking from Fifth Third Bank. Literally, open a new checking account and get 2 free tickets to a Bengals home game. Then, there's exclusive event access, discounts at the Bengals Pro Shop, the chance to win a flyaway weekend, and more. Just go to 53.com/Bengals to get in the game, or stop by your nearest banking center. Fifth Third Bank, official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Looking for Bengals action during the week? Then join us Mondays at the Holy Grail for Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light. Dave Lapham and Lance McAllister will be live on 700 WLW from 6 to 9 p.m. With player appearances, prize giveaways, and knowledgeable hosts, Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light, live at the Holy Grail is the place to be on Monday nights.
Well, the last several days have featured a national love fest for Bengals defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer. But come on, the Patriots kicked 2 field goals in that game.
Right.
I'm obviously just kidding. It was an unbelievable performance in the win over New England, and Marvin Lewis tossed you a ball after the game.
He did. It was a good performance by the players. You know, we executed very well all day long. We were good on third downs, and the rain came at the right time.
Bill Belichick gets all this love about taking the opposition's strength away and then making adjustments real quickly during the course of the game. I've seen you do that every game you've been here with the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, isn't that basically what it's all about?
Well, you try to. You know, going in each week, you try to figure out what your strengths are and what their weaknesses are and how you can take advantage of it. And then obviously, you know, I consider it like I'm a fireman on Sundays. You know, there's this fire to put out, that fire to put out. And you know, it's just kind of what you do.
The folks at Pro Football Focus said you blitzed 29% of the time last week. Was that unusually high?
No, I don't think so. I wish I knew about Pro Football Focus. we went in the game, we wanted to pressure him. We didn't want to sit back and just let him, you know, throw the ball in there. I was watching pregame, and man, he was humming it. So I kind of felt like we had to be aggressive in the ball game, and you know, maybe 30%. That's probably about right, I think.
No quarterback likes to get hit. Nobody likes to get hit, really. I mean, and Tom Brady's no different. You sacked him 4 times. You hit him at least 8 other times. Not only doing that to him, he got off his spot, you know, and he's one of those guys. When he plants those feet and strides to the line of scrimmage, lights out. But you guys really had him off his back foot, getting off his spot a lot. That was masterful.
Well, I think our defensive line did a nice job, and Jay Hayes did a good job with him, and talking to him about getting around this guy's feet. You know, we did a little bit more movement than we normally do up front to try to give the offensive lineman just a little bit of unknown of what are we doing here, what are we doing there. And, you know, and some days things work out and some days they don't. But this one just happened to do.
The Bills have elevated Thad Lewis from their practice squad to be the starting quarterback this week. He started a game for the Browns last year. Didn't play much for Buffalo in the preseason. How much do you know about him?
Well, we saw him in the preseason when he was at Detroit, and then they traded for him over there to Buffalo. So we saw him in that game. We've seen him in the game against in Pittsburgh. He's a strong arm guy. Looks like he makes quick decisions. He's got quick feet. He sets up fast. Obviously, from talking to some people, we feel like he's a pretty smart guy. So he'll move the pocket around and he'll run a little bit on us. But I think he's got a pretty strong arm.
You look at the weapons around him, I mean, they're not bad. You know, Wood's a pretty good center. This kid's a first-round guy out of Elder High School in Louisville. And, you know, you look at C.J. Spiller's home run hitter. Freddie Jackson's a good player. They got receivers. They got a tight end. They got everything they need, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They really have a lot of talent. The two backs are outstanding. And they added the choice kid from Dallas last year. They've got, you know, some huge tight ends. These tight ends are big. And Stevie Jackson's a heck of a receiver right on the outside. You know, we've always had our hands full with him. So it'll be a good contest for us, and we need to go out and play like we always play.
So I want to ask you a question about James Harrison. Are you using him as much as you thought you would when he signed with the Bengals?
Probably. I think so. You know, I think there were some times that we're trying to get some other packages in for him that haven't come to fruition yet, either because the team's going no huddle or different situations. But for the most part, this is kind of what we envisioned him doing. You know, so we'll see. We keep wanting to get James more involved, but you know, he's been real good about it. You know, we're playing good, and we're winning, and he's happy.
Two guys that stepped up in great players' absences. Gilbert stepped up for Michael Johnson. Chris Crocker steps up in the slot for Leon Hall. How about your guy, Chris Crocker? I mean, he is a pro's pro, isn't he?
Yeah, he comes in and in a short amount of time plays a lot of reps in the first ball game, then comes back the next week, and you know, and he's got to go in the slot, which, you know, when you're getting a little bit older, it's a little bit tougher. But he had some tough matchups in there with Edelman and Amendola, and so we tried to help him some in some different situations, and you know, he did a good job. He's an instinctive guy and a smart guy, and Wallace did an excellent job all week long. So we're now we know what they can do, and so now we're going to keep pushing for those kind of efforts.
Zim, congrats on a great game last week. Best of luck against the Bills.
Thank you.
Great Clips has free Bengals tickets with sideline access for two. Look for details for this season at Great Clips locations. Remember, with Great Clips, it's going to be great.
Time to answer a couple of your questions in our Bengals Q&A brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. We start with our buddy Curtis. Here's the question, Lap. Should the Bengals find ways to be creative on offense and surprise defenses?
Not right away. First thing they have to do is stress the defense, establish a pressure point, make the defense worry about that, and then maybe do something to surprise the defense. You don't come right out of the locker room trying to surprise the defense. I mean, you have to make the defense respect something first and foremost that they have to take away from you, and then you can do some other things off of that, maybe the element of surprise, but I don't think you come out opening kickoff with surprises.
Andre is up next. His question is, do you see this week's game as a classic trap game?
Yeah, I thought we were talking about that a couple weeks ago in Cleveland. Even though it was a division game on the road, had all the trap symptoms. You know, you have the Monday night emotional win against the Steelers, and then the Green Bay roller coaster win. And can you get that enthusiasm and energy up? That's what they're going to have to do in Buffalo for sure. You know, you shut down Tom Brady. Now you've got an unknown quarterback. And sometimes those guys, with not a whole lot of, you know, tape on those guys, not a book on them as such, sometimes they're hard to deal with. And Bengals do have to avoid that trap for sure.
Curtis and Andre, thank you for the questions. If you have a question for us, please send it in on the Bengals Facebook page.
Tell the world you're a fan with Fifth Third Bengals Checking. You get a Bengals-themed debit card and checks and a 10% discount at the Bengals Pro Shop. Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Time for a quick timeout, but first, this week's Bengals trivia question. All right, the last time these two teams met, Cincinnati and Buffalo, the Bengals trailed going into the fourth quarter, and Andy Dalton led Cincinnati to a fourth quarter come-from-behind victory, the first of five fourth quarter comebacks he's had so far as an NFL quarterback.
So the follow-up question, which Cincinnati Bengals quarterback has the most come-from-behind fourth quarter victories in franchise history?
We'll have the answer when Bengals Weekly continues.
Something exciting is happening this season at Paul Brown Stadium.
Let's go, D, let's go!
The fire break to the lane, it's a touchdown!
Right there, he's in the line, come he's on. Off to the races,
to the end zone,
touchdown!
Geno Atkins put him in a bear hug.
To the 30, the 25, has one man to beat the 10.
And you need to be a part of it.
Let's go! It's our time.
Cincinnati Bengals tickets are on sale now. Call 866-621-8383 or go to Bengals.com.
Never be far from the game. Download NFL Mobile and watch live NFL games exclusively from Verizon every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night. Never be without football. That's powerful. Verizon.
It's Furniture Fair's Fall Festival this weekend only. We've got fun for the whole family. This Saturday, October 12th, come sample tasty fall treats from Newtown Farmers Market. Learn a new fall recipe from Chef Debbie Spangler. Humor your kids with Clown Town Entertainment. And hear a live remote with WGRR and Warm 98. And receive store-wide savings, 36-month special financing, and prizes at every location. Come visit us this weekend and get the guaranteed low price during the Fall Festival at Furniture Fair.
Make sure we're getting ready. Excuse me. Hey, Flacco, what's in the bag?
McDonald's new Mighty Wings.
Those look good. I'll play you for them.
For what, my wings?
First one to miss has to watch the other one eat.
Let's go. Left up right.
On one knee, off the scoreboard, through the uprights. Oh, man, not again.
Cap, you trying to get my wings?
Nah, I'm right here.
What's that noise?
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Attention Bengals fans, for information on single game tickets and ticket packs, call the Bengals Ticket Hotline at 866-621-8383 or visit Bengals.com. And don't forget to check out the new Taco Bell Family Zone. It's the place every family wants to be. Taco Bell. Live Moss.
Welcome back to the show. Time to answer this week's Bengals trivia question. What quarterback holds the franchise record for fourth quarter come from behind wins?
And it's not a surprise when you think about the competitive nature of this guy. The big left-handed blonde bombshell, Boomer Esiason. 16 fourth quarter come from behind victories. Way to go, Boomer.
Three of them happened in the Super Bowl year, 1988. And in case you're wondering, the guy who's second on the all-time franchise list, Carson Palmer with 11.
That? About that.
What was the highlight of your college career and why?
The highlight of my college career has to be me going back home my sophomore year to UCLA in front of like 20 or 25 fans and family and friends, and just going out there and scoring two touchdowns and going over 100 yards in the first half. You know, that had to be the highlight of my college career.
Won an SEC championship in 03 against Arkansas. Winning that game, that was the highlight of my career.
The number one would probably be beating Louisville my senior year. I think it moved us to, top five in the country. I got to snap the game-winning field goal. You know, it was a good time. It was a good feeling all around campus. It was fun. So beating Louisville my senior year would have to be the number one.
You know, if I could sum up the three championships into, one highlight, then that'd be it. But if I had to talk about one single event, it'd have to be 2009 when we beat Pittsburgh to go to the Orange Bowl and to win the Big East Championship.
Probably winning the conference championship my freshman year. That was pretty cool. We had such a good team. I want to say we ended up having like 19 guys and 10 with them want to play in the NFL, and just a good group of guys, man. That's something that you don't forget about.
Last but certainly not least, time for Laps Keys to the Game.
Well, the first one, Dan, is pretty obvious. They've gotten after really good quarterbacks. Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Time to thump Thad. Thad Lewis, you got to get after him. Got to make him feel a little bit unsure, unsafe in the pocket, uncomfortable, and ultimately you have to make him unable to execute. I mean, that's the bottom line. The next thing is touchdowns. The Bengals had 21 possessions between touchdowns. That can't happen. They have driven the ball the length of the field, and they've been really good in the red zone. I mean, that's the key. They've scored a touchdown in the red zone 63.6% of the time, which is tied for third best in the National Football League. They're going to be challenged by Buffalo. Coach Pettine, their defensive coordinator, is outstanding. They've allowed the opposition in the red zone 17 times, but just given up six touchdowns, 35.3%, which is sixth best in the NFL. That's going to be a major matchup right there. But finally, and the most important thing to me, the four E's, Dan. The four E's for this one. No trap. Spring the trap. Energy, emotion, excitement, enthusiasm. And finally, exercise the demons. Five E's. Exercise the demons in Buffalo, because they've lost six in a row on the road in Buffalo. The last win was November of 1985. No can do. Beat the Bills.
Can I throw in a sixth?
Do it.
Execute.
With
All
you.
Right. That's going to do it for this week's show. For Lapp and Coach Lewis, I'm Dan Horde. We'll talk to you next week after the pigskin flies in Buffalo.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis, presented by Time Warner Cable, was brought to you in part by Furniture Fair. For style and flair, visit Furniture Fair. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by Time Warner Cable, proud to present Bengals Weekly.